Time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, what do you consider West Omaha?
Oh, well, that's an ever-shifting, always-shifting thing.
Right?
I like that sign in Blackstone that say this was West Omaha back in the day.
Right. Well, you know, our growth has really moved west since the 1990s. We have grown west and out by 154%. Meanwhile, the population only grew by 33%. So we've gone west. And back in the day, the food scene in the West was mostly fast food and big box chains, I call them. But as the population and the desire for good food has grown, so has the West Omaha food scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now we could even talk about specific food neighborhoods that exist in the West, like downtown Old Town Elkhorn.
Ah, yeah. They're getting a new Coneflower third location,
I believe. Oh, that's fantastic. Village Point has quite a dining scene. Do you have any favorites there?
Kona Grill's a good one. How about for you?
I love Kona Grill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shops of Legacy has a fantastic food scene. Oakview Lakeside is its own little food.
Can we say Dante?
Destination. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Now I want pizza.
The Cordial Cherry, too.
Very good. Yeah. And even Millard, you know, has a great food scene. And what's amazing, too, is many of the real important local Omaha restaurants have second locations west, or maybe it's their first location. You think about places like Blatt and Blue and Hero 88, Frank's Pizza, and even Pitch. They have expanded either by going west or by taking their west location and bringing it more downtown. And we talk a lot about downtown, midtown neighborhoods, but I think it's really important to talk about the vibrant food scene that's available west. And we asked our listeners to help.
Love it.
So I asked folks, what are some of your favorite West Omaha restaurants? There are so many that were mentioned and that came up, but I just wanted to highlight a couple because I think people who live maybe midtown, downtown like you and I, sometimes don't go as far west or don't make it a destination and really is worth it to check out. One of the first I wanted to mention is Dolce at 124th and Maple. Have you been there?
I have, actually.
It's a fantastic place. They have a pre-fee menu every night, and it features dishes like charcuterie. They have a Wagyu goulash, really great scallops. They do all kinds of event dinners, wine dinners, bourbon dinners, agave dinners. If you've ever been to one of those, that's a fun food pairing.
Wait, what's an agave dinner?
Agave is kind of like a tequila.
You're
pairing food with that particular liquor.
Gotcha.
And the chef there bought the restaurant in 2016. It just showcases some of the international food talent we have. This chef, Kuiper, I think I'm saying his name right, was born in the Netherlands. And his first real gig was at the Bistro in the Market in downtown Omaha, remember that spot. He's worked in Aspen for a Michelin star restaurant. And he was nominated in 2022 for a James Beard Award. And we'll be talking about those later in the year, too. Le Voltaire, I think, is probably one of your favorites as a Francophile at 155th and Dodge.
Fantastic.
Did you know that place has been around since 2001?
I did, yes.
It's amazing.
It's wonderful.
It's classical French, but has a modern flair. And they pick flavors from the various regions of France, which make it really exciting. Escargot, French onion soup, cassoulet. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, well, the chef Wilson does a great job with gluten-free for celiac. So
that's
really
important.
It is important, and it's fantastic. Even if you're not gluten-free,
right?
It's fantastic.
I'm glad you mentioned Chef Wilson. He's a new owner as of 2021. Again, he was born in Haiti outside of Port-au-Prince, moved to New York City at a young age, worked at a French fusion restaurant, has some Vimerts experience. So incredible pedigree. And then the last one that everyone seemed to mention was Dairy Chef. At 204th and Maple, it's a traditional burger ice cream place. It's been there since 1969. It is seasonal, so it should be opening again in March. One thing that struck me on the menu was the Big Mike Burger, which is a burger with roast beef, nacho cheese, and bacon.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Sounds amazing. And then they do the traditional soft serve cones and all the malts and things. So remember, if you want to head west, which I highly recommend, check out the stuff at the edge of the city. One of the best benefits is you'll probably get really good parking.
Thanks, Diane. Always appreciate it. Diane Watson, Dish Omaha.